Every Icelander must receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas or face mortal peril.
There are so many little-known fairy tales, folklore stories, and chapters of history to explore in this world. So much of it is wackadoo! Unbelievable, disturbing, enthralling, mind-bending, and just plain weird. When I find these stories, they get stuck in my head, and I absolutely have to share them with someone. Usually I inflict these tales on my husband Dan, along with our chocolate lab Lily and cat Collins. But I thought, why not share these with you? I'm Gina Wagner. Welcome to Tail Wagging, a gleeful retelling of little-known fairy tales, folklore, history, and more.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas, Gina.
This is the last of our Christmas episodes.
That's too bad. I've been enjoying them so greatly.
Well, has anyone scary visited you in these past few nights leading up to Christmas?
Which of the in-laws counts?
Well, the story I'm about to tell you is so scary that in 1746, parents were officially banned from terrifying their children by public decree. They couldn't tell this story.
Really?
I'm telling you a banned story.
What happened if they did?
That I could not find as much as I really, really tried.
Speculate.
They had to move to Denmark.
I see.
That's my... kicked out of Iceland. So, this episode, we're going to Iceland, where they do it big with not just one, but 13 Father Christmases in the form of the Yule Lads, called, I'm going to say a lot of Icelandic words today, and I am an American with a Midwestern accent, so probably none of this is going to sound good, but I hope you enjoy the struggle.
Yep.
The Yule Lads are called the Jólasvinir.
Mm.
Maybe. They are merry and mischievous, and a new one shows up each of the 13 nights leading up to Christmas.
So you're telling me 13 merry dudes.
Uh-huh.
Going to your door.
Yep.
Every night up until Christmas.
One at a time.
Bandit. Too terrifying is... One might say, as a synonym for Mary, these gay boys coming to your door, banned.
Too much.
Okay, sorry.
Well, they used to be a little bit scarier, but I'll just keep telling you what they're kind of like now and then explain that part later. So, some call them the original bad Santas because they like to play tricks on people and pillage. And they bathe like once a year ahead of Christmas. So they show up kind of smelly. So the night before December 12th, children are supposed to leave a shoe on the windowsill for 13 days. If they've been good each day, then each night they will receive candy or a small gift in the shoe from each of the visiting Yule Lads. If not, they might get rotting potatoes. Yay!
I get that for dinner just for being alive.
What?
Just kidding.
The Yule Lads are brothers, and each has their own personality. Some are pretty creative, and others are just pretty repetitive. December 12th, Stekka Stidjur, the sheep coat clod.
What was that?
Stepa Stikir. He tries to suck milk from your sheep, and has not one, but two peg legs. The next night, Gilgalrigir, the gully gawk, hides in your barn and steals foam from buckets of cow milk. So that yummy foam. He's just gonna take it. Gonna take it all. December 14th, Stubishir. Otherwise known as Stubby. He's unusually short. And he steals crusts from frying pans. The next night, Favierslekir. Spoon licker. He's tall, and he's so thin, he can slip through cracks, and he steals ovur, which are these long wooden spoons to lick. So if you're making your, like, Christmas cookies, and you got some batter still on there, oh, he's going for it. He wants some of that batter. December 16th, Potasleikir, the pot scraper or pot licker. He steals unwashed pots and steals leftovers from them. So guard your codfish soup. Which I don't think I've ever had. Have you ever eaten a codfish soup?
Must be an Icelandic delicacy.
I think so. On December 17th, Askasleikir, the bowl licker, comes. This lad hides under your bed. And Icelandic people would place an askir, which is a special bowl or plate, under their bed. So I guess they just like late night snacks and stuff, and they just don't want to go back to the kitchen, so they just kind of shove it under their bed. I mean, it's cold. It makes sense. So he takes it, and he eats from it, and licks it clean. You're noticing a trend by this point. Next, Hervasketlish. This one's great. He's the door slammer. He stomps around and slams doors in the middle of the night, keeping everyone awake. Just a total pain. December 19th, Skirgamir, Skir Gobbler. He eats up all the Icelandic yogurt, which is called skir. It's said to be absolutely delicious. I have never had Icelandic yogurt, but now I would like to try it if I ever get to go to there. December 20th, Bjúkaknirkur. They're just getting better and better. This is Sausage Swiper. He hides in the rafters and steals sausages being smoked. Glukakrir is the window peeper. He's just a creep. Just a total creep. He stalks around outside your windows and, like, looks for stuff to steal. Gapafir, he's door sniffer. He has an extremely long nose and a great sense of smell, along with an insatiable appetite for stolen baked goods. He especially loves Ljófarbrauð. A leaf bread, which is a traditional Icelandic bread eaten around Christmas time. It's a, like, this thin flat bread cake. It's got all these patterns and shapes cut out of it, and then they fry it in oil. Like, it almost looks like a, it has like the shape and size of like a tortilla, but it's like a bread. They cut all this stuff out of it, fry in the oil, and then they serve it with butter. And it looks like this just big decorative wafer thing. It's like super, you know, important to have around Christmas time. On December 23rd, Ketkroker, meat hook. He snatches up any meat left out with a hook, especially smoked lamb. Oh no! And then the last one on December 24th, Kerkatsnikish, is candle beggar. He follows children and he steals candles, which used to be edible and made from fat. Candles were highly sought after items in Iceland, giving the long nights during the winter. And he's voted the favorite of all the Yule lads because even though he steals candles to eat them, he also gives the best gifts since he's the last one arriving on the morning of Christmas Eve. So they arrive one at a time and they also leave one at a time. So they're all just like kind of hanging out and then they leave one at a time. And the last one leaves on January 6th, Epiphany. So, why were they banned? Well, they got so scary, especially given their other family members, that children were afraid of leaving their homes. So the Yule lads used to be a lot more creepy than they are today. They used to go around just stealing, breaking into people's houses. And back then, the story was about like 82 evil spirits descending on your household. Like, they're malevolent, they're stealing important resources for survival. And the oldest version of the Yule lads depicted them as like half monsters without a torso. I don't even know what that looks like. Some stories said the freakish creatures were from another dimension, which existed side by side with our own. And Icelandic people do believe in, like, hidden creatures and hidden dimensions. This is, like, a thing. This is a part of the culture. I think this is, like, kind of amazing. And they were essentially invisible until the holidays. Some other stories claim the boys were children of Eve, that she'd hidden from God. And the lads were banished to that other world after God discovered them. Maybe. I don't know. Some sources said the Yule lads are fallen angels. There's just so much to explore here. We really don't know. I guess they can be whatever you want. But anyway, they were narrowed down to 13. And they started coming 13 days before Christmas, spreading holiday joy instead of fear. And even though they're not as scary as they used to be, they remain part of Iceland's culture. There is an elf school in Iceland where scholars can study the history and mythology of the Yule lads and other elfin creatures. Like, you can go get, like, a master's in elf if you want. It's like, some people in Iceland legitimately believe in these lads and the elves from the hidden worlds. And they go, like, study it. And there are so many people that have come forward claiming to have interacted with elfin beings. And according to Iceland's elf school, 54% of Icelanders believe in elves. So public decree and the emergence of Santa forced the Yule lads to become more lovable. Instead of, like, stealing your milk, maybe you just leave a glass out for them. You with me so far?
I think so. I think I'm there. I just want to point out that way more than 54% of the population of the world believes in elves, given the whole Santa helpers situation.
You're right. So maybe only 54% of Iceland, but if we factor in the rest of the world, that number could be very different. But all that being said, they are still the children of horrific monsters. If you've thought those Yule lads sounded mischievous, wait till you'll get a load of their mom. Their mother is a 600-year-old scary ogress named Grilla. She's part troll, part animal. She might have many horns, hooves, heads, and 13 tails. She might have eyes in the back of her head and a beard. She lives in the mountains with her 13 children, her third husband, and her black cat. She detects when children are naughty year-round. She's got another one of those, you know. She don't always knows what you've been up to, just like a lot of our other characters. So, Grilla comes down from the mountains on Christmas, takes the naughty children. She puts them in a sack and slowly drags them back to her cave, where she boils them alive. She makes a stew with the bodies of the bad kids and eats them. They have a dad too, a troll named, like, Lipalau, maybe. But his character's never really fleshed out, so to speak. Like, he's kind of lazy. He doesn't do much. He might help out abducting the kids sometimes and mostly just eats Grilla's home cooking. She is often shown beating and berating her husband. And if you're wondering what happened to those other husbands, she killed and ate her first husband, Gustur. She also murdered her second husband, Boyle. But her current husband is said to be the father of the Yule lads. Now, if the children repent before the boiling process, they must be released. It's only fair. There have to be rules.
I guess so. That seems like a pretty legit one. I'm not sure that my pride would keep me sticking up for my naughtiness before getting boiled alive.
But it is said she never goes hungry at Christmas time. Apparently, naughty children are abundant in Iceland.
And everywhere else.
So, on to my favorite part, her cat. The cat called Christmas Cat. Sounds adorable, right? You just want to cuddle up with him. Maybe he's got a little Santa hat on.
Do they sing? I think there's a movie about this in theaters.
There is a Christmas Cat song.
It has Tay-Tay? Is Tay-Tay the Christmas Cat?
It actually is sung by Bjork. I'm actually going to play a snippet of it after this episode.
Legit. Björk, Iceland's musical treasure.
Yeah, and the Christmas cat's Icelandic name is Jólakötturin. Let me try that one again. Jólakötturin. That sounds better. So, Chris, you want to go?
No.
Jólakötturin?
I'm done.
So, Christmas cat, sometimes called Yule cat, is a giant, black, vicious cat who prowls the countryside on Christmas and gobbles up anyone not dressed appropriately for winter weather.
Legit turnoffs.
The Christmas cat doesn't care if you've been good or bad. That's not what Christmas cat's about. Every Icelander must receive a new piece of clothing for Christmas or face mortal peril. Families in Iceland must work together to make sure no one will go to the Christmas cat. Families must gift each other new and warm clothes for winter, like socks or a scarf. And you must wear your new clothing. If you were gifted something and don't wear it, you could be food for the Christmas cat. Dan is currently showing me his new sweatpants that he's very proud of and comfy to be in. Very happy with this gift. So, these legends were made to breed bravery and resilience in children so they could grow up successfully in a difficult habitat. So that's what it's like to grow up in Iceland around the holidays.
Wow.
Yeah.
13 lads.
All right, I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
Tell me one of the Yule lads.
Just one?
Do you remember any of them?
You're going to find out if I was listening to the first, 20 minutes of this story while you described them and the things that they do.
I just want to see if you can name one out of 13.
I can't name them.
Well, okay, maybe not their Icelandic name, but do you remember at least what they did?
There was a very tall one who wanted the batter.
You're right. That was Spoonlicker. You win.
What's his name?
His name is Faveros Lakeyear. I'm not sure if it's better or worse the second time around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So...
I'll go for more. There was the one who followed children and stole the candles to eat them, and that's the favorite.
Yep, he's the last one that shows up.
Yep, very important.
Candles are important. It gets so dark and cold on those long Icelandic nights.
There is one who goes around slamming doors so nobody gets to sleep.
You're right. Now you've got three.
There's one who lives under the bed and you need to put food down there.
Yeah, he steals your plate.
There's one that peeps you through the windows.
Yep, he's a creeper. You got him.
Yep.
It literally called window peeper.
I just had another one in my head, but it disappeared. Such a rascal. Don't you try to hint me. Don't you do that. There's one with the long nose that, does he try to stick it through the door or something? He just has a really good nose.
Door sniffer. Yeah, door it did sniffer. Have to do with the door. You've got six now.
Yeah. Crushing it. Basically, I'm amazing.
There's
one up in the rafters that tries to steal... Is it meat?
Yeah, sausage is being smoked. Sausage swiper! Oh my gosh! I'm really impressed.
There's another one that particularly goes after lamb.
The meat hooker.
The meat hooker.
Yeah,
yes, meat hook. Which is different from a sausage swiper.
Yeah, we different types of meat. He's using a hook to take the meat. It's very specific.
Okay.
We've got eight now.
I feel like the other ones were identified by what they like to steal, which is weird. Because now I just want to name various pieces of clothing and stuff like that, but I'm really not sure.
There's a lot of theft.
There's a lot of theft. So is there one that steals shoes?
No.
Because you leave the shoe out for the gifts.
Right.
So there can't be one who steals shoes. Okay. There's a potlicker.
You are right. There's a potlicker.
Yep. What else gets stolen? I don't think clothing was one of them that gets stolen. They must be like food items.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. There's something that licks milk. Is that one of them? Milk something.
Yes. There are actually, the first two both involved milk.
Oh, crap. So, oh, yeah, one like tries to get on them cow udders.
Yeah, sucking milk from your sheep.
Yeah, and the other like licks the glasses?
No. Licks the foam.
The foam. The
foam. Gully guck. Oh, gross. Steals foam. Yeah, kind of gross. You are to 11.
Yeah.
You've only got two left.
I'm pretty much dry, though. Man.
One of them's really hard because it's similar to all the others, and one is different.
Thanks. I'm going to go ahead and tap out, though. Considering that you gave me credit, you had so much faith in me that you thought I might, maybe, if I was lucky, get one. I will call this a victory.
I didn't know how hard to make this game, but 11 out of 13 is amazing.
Pause it. Pause the podcast right now and see if quiz your significant other. Can they come up with one of or both of the last two that I missed?
All right. I'm going to give you 3 seconds to do that if you want to join in.
No, that's enough time. Go.
All right. The ones that were missing were actually Stubby, who is really short and steals...
Stubby.
He steals crusts from frying pans. It sounds so close to the...
About Stubby?
It's so close to the pot scraper, pot licker fella. It's just short.
Yeah, he's just short, but there's somebody with two wooden legs.
Oh, that was the guy who sucked milk. He had two wooden legs. Maybe that makes it easier for him to get to the... I don't know. It's like a wooden stool. Anywho, the other one was the skier gobbler. Skirgamir, who eats up the Icelandic yogurt.
The yogurt!
The magical
monster.
Icelandic yogurt!
Ah! Oh, and you
what a
even
demon.
Talked about how good it must be, and I remember thinking, it's been a while since I've had yogurt. I'm going to go up and see if Santa left yogurt in the fridge for Christmas.
That would be a new one. I would like to see that as well.
I'm sure it's going to happen. I've been a good boy. I've listened to a lot of stories.
Well, this has been a really fun journey through Iceland. After this, we're going to be taking a break for a while. We don't know how long until Tail Wagging comes back. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please, please, please leave a rating, leave a review. And most importantly of all, like, tell other people about it. Share it on Facebook, Twitter. We've got an Instagram account now. You can follow us on Instagram. You can do an Instagram story. The more you personally share, like send it to somebody like your mom and be like, I think you'd actually like this, the more the word gets out and the more we can spread these stories to other people. And with that, this is our last Christmas story. Thank you for listening. And I hope you had the merriest of Christmases. Any sign off, Dan?
Merry Christmas to one and all.
Köttin, sá köttu var gríðar stór Hún hlissi ekki hvaðan hann kom Eða hvert hann fór Hún fætti upp klippnirnar sína Hlóandi báðar tvæ Það var ekki heiklum henn Það forða í tvær Kappatni beitti sem
Thank you for listening to Tale Wagging, a gleeful retelling of little-known fairy tales, folklore, history, and more. If you'd like to get in touch or send us a story you'd like to hear on the podcast, you can find us on our Facebook page, Tale Wagging Podcast, or on Twitter, at Tale Wagging Pod. That's TaleWagginPod. We'd really love it if you could take a moment to please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast anywhere you can. It really helps us get found on this new adventure. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, tweet about it on the interwebs, or send a raven. And if you are under an evil enchantment or have been turned into a creature of some kind, I can't promise listening to the next episode will transform you back, but... it might. This is Tail Wagging. May all your dreams come true.